Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we have got an incredible show for you today. Hello, Mr. Benny. How are you today?
Good day, Pat. Thank you.
Good to see you, sir, and Brian, well, as usual. I'm going to do something a little bit different to start this show off before I introduce you to Angie and Sylvie. Several weeks ago, I got to meet two extraordinary women. And the other day, Benny and I actually talked about them. We actually pulled several of the messages from their 365 messages of gratitude. But I wanted to start this show off by reading part of a book, Sylvie's book, that just absolutely transformed me. And then throughout the show today, you're going to hear what it means to discover the full potential of the essence of gratitude. And I will introduce Sylvie and Angie to you. But the reason I want to do this is because, you know, we talk about gratitude a lot. But what do we do about it? What do we feel about it? How does it actually transform our lives? And the part of the question is, you know, are we talking, you know, are these two ladies that are joining me here today, you know, are these people that talk about gratitude without having any experience of what it means to be at a completely horrific place in your life? Well, I'll tell you, since meeting them, since getting the gratitude journal, since getting the messages, and since getting the book that I'm about to read to you from, there are so many miracles that have shown up in my life, and I'll share some of them. But I do want to read this, and I'm hoping I can get through this, Benny. I'm just going to say I'm hoping I can get through this. So this is the introduction from the book that is written by Sylvie Olivier, Gratitude in Action. And the book is beautiful. You're going to hear about the seven symbols today. You're going to hear about what these symbols mean and how they affect all of us. But I want to read something to you. You ready, everybody? To feel gratitude is to put oneself in tune with the universe. Gratitude is a feeling which connects us directly to our hearts. And when her power is understood, we never want to lose it again. The high vibration of gratitude lifts us and helps us become a vibratory match with the object of our desires, whether it concerns our health, our general well-being, or the abundance which we attract and circulate in our being and in our life. A multitude of ways exist to express gratitude, possibly as many ways as there are human beings living on Earth. However, certain forms are more easily recognizable by all, for example, giving thanks and recognition. What could be better than a true story to show gratitude's exponential power? When my daughter was only 4 years old, she was hospitalized for a long illness following an emotional shock. What began as an allergy to penicillin quickly transformed itself onto severe systematic rheumatoid arthritis. Her whole body held her captive. The disease consumed her for 7 long years while she alternated between St. Justine Hospital and Marie Enfant, both located in Montreal, Quebec. She moved herself around in a wheelchair, suffering enormously. Just give me a moment. Her joints were deforming, and she took great quantities of medication. As this disease became part of her daily lives, a routine settled in. I felt powerless, but at the same time, I refused to give up, even when all seemed lost. At a certain moment, Mylene obtains a release from the hospital for the weekend. While she is with me, I see her health decline. Life seems to run out of her small body. She's so pale that her skin is translucent. We see her veins through her lips and her face is waxen. She weakens to such a point that I decide to turn to the hospital, return to the hospital earlier than planned. It's at this moment that I'm in a state of shock for the first time in my life. I'm told that Mylene has approximately 6 to 7 hours to live if she does not receive a blood transfusion. The doctors, nurses, and male nurses work around her. One of them tells me that a plane is coming from Toronto with a reservoir of blood. These are the last words that I hear. From then on, all I hear is a buzz, and I do not understand anything until someone takes me by the shoulders to move me aside. I come back to my senses while feeling so vulnerable at the same time. How come there is nothing I can do to save my daughter? Mylene suffered a hemorrhage, and all of her blood lodged in itself in her stomach. They had to intubate her before the transfusion could begin. What an evening and what a night. And to say that during this time, a parking ticket was placed on my windshield because I had forgotten to park and move my car. It's now apparent that her state was very critical because she had lost a lot of blood. I spent the longest hours of my life walking the length of the hospital corridor. It was during one of these walks, which I had become ritual now, my eyes met the glance of a man walking past me as he smiled at me. At that moment, I was overcome with an immense feeling of gratitude. I felt warmth in my heart, and it felt like a soothing balm coming to wrap itself around the suffering I was living. I was in a moment of my life when hope was at its lowest level, and the smile of a man transformed it. This smile became a message of hope for me. I never saw this man again, but I never forgot that smile, which marked the beginning of a new way of living for me. A heart-to-heart connection occurred, the kind of connection which exceeds human mental awareness, but which is engraved deeply in each of us at the very core of our being. In all events, the smile which made me live so much gratitude transformed itself into hope. Hope of seeing Mylene recover and finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I want to thank my guests today for, first of all, for taking their vision and their passion out into the world. You're going to be hearing a lot about Sylvie Olivier and Angie Arciero. And, you know, what I want to say, I can't even pronounce their names. I'm so shaken by this. But what I want to say about these two women is that they have stepped up for an extraordinary journey. They have stepped up to take this message of gratitude to the world. But more importantly, what they've done is they've put together a very magical, mystical, beautiful way for all of us to explore gratitude. And since I've been working with the symbols and the journal and the messages and much more, and you're going to hear about what some of the folks on my team are doing as well, things have changed. For example, we were looking for somebody that could help us launch the Epic World. 2 days ago, I received an email from somebody, a listener, who wanted to volunteer for the show. This morning, I spoke with her. And she wants to personally volunteer her time to help launch this. And it's so strange because in that moment when somebody offers you something, rather than think there is an exchange, there's this place, poignant place of gratitude. Sylvie's joining us here today along with Angie. We're going to take you on an exploration of gratitude. We've got some incredible gifts for you today. You're going to hear their story, and more importantly, you're going to hear from them throughout the year of 2012 so that we, too, can step into that place of gratitude and remember the power of a smile. Sylvie, Angie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
I want to thank you both for joining me here today. I know that that was kind of a surprise for me to read that, and I thank you for giving me permission to do that.
You're very welcome.
Sylvie, I want to start with you, and I want to thank you both, and then I want to talk about exploration gratitude. We're going to talk about how gratitude manifested and continues to manifest into your life, but more importantly, what you've created. Sylvie, how did that feel when I was reading that?
Oof, I was so moved. You know, it's one thing to live the experience and to write it, but to hear you share it with all the listeners was really transformative for me. It was a profound feeling of not only gratitude for what I, for my story, but gratitude for life itself and gratitude for you. So thank you so much to have shared a part of my story with your listeners.
Angie, how about you?
I have to tell you, Dr. Pat, I've really never listened to someone read the story or that chapter, that part in particular, first. I know that we've read it to each other while we were editing and so on, but there was such a special moment. You made both of us live, and, you know, I wasn't a part of her life, Sylvie's life at that time, but I felt that I was there with her through your words and the way you expressed the situation. So you allowed me to go back to a place of deep and profound gratitude for everything, everything that's in this world, and including you today.
Well, thank you. We have a special show. We're going to take a short break. Here's what I would love to do with the listeners out there. We have 10 amazing things to give away on the show, but we have a special bonus for you today. In addition to giving them away, we would love for you to be able to call in. And what we're going to do is we're going to take one of the messages that I love these 365 messages of gratitude. I know they're meant for every day, but I will tell you that I actually do look at more than one a day. And so what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to give you our toll-free number. We're going to give you an opportunity to call in. We're going to tell you what Sylvia and Angie are giving away. And for those of you that would love for us to pull and read a message of gratitude, we would love to do that. This is a complete show around uplifting and having all of us bask in the miraculous power of gratitude. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What would you say if you could change your vibrational frequency as a result of changing your thoughts and making different choices? People often feel trapped in their daily grind and experience stress, fatigue, disappointment, anger, and feel they have no way out. Awaken to your sacred self and let the grace of the essence of gratitude flow through you by experiencing our 365 messages of gratitude. Today's gratitude message for you is: gratitude is the bridge which makes possible for creation to appear in all its forms. Let this message be infused in your heart throughout the day. Record your experience in a gratitude journal and become more aware of the power of gratitude in your life. To get your own daily messages, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
The world one listener at a time.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com. Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all for letting me share that excerpt from Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. You're going to hear a lot more about all of what I'm talking about in terms of what Angie and Sylvia have created. ExplorationGratitude.com is the website. I would really invite you to go there because I'll tell you, the first time I went to their website, I was transformed by the symbols that we're going to talk about today and their approach to gratitude and the tools that they have developed. Today is an extraordinary day. It is a day of gratitude. It is a day, as every day, a day we can create these extraordinary energy and vibration. Because when we're at a place of gratitude, there's a lot that cannot coexist with it. Resentment cannot coexist with it. And, you know, there are just so many things. So we're talking with Angie and Sylvie today. Thank you both for joining me. Welcome back to the show here. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Angie, let's let our listeners know what we're giving away so I can open up the phone lines. And for any of you out there that is calling in to receive one of these gifts, if you would like a message pulled, just let Brian know, and we'll bring you on air and we'll pull that message for you. Angie, tell folks what it is you've created for them.
Okay. It's my pleasure, Dr. Pat. One of the first creations was an infusion of gratitude bookmark. And there was something very important about how we wanted this message to be spread around the world. And it occurred to us that gratitude really has no barriers and has no frontier. It is really everywhere. And so we created a bookmark that has gratitude written in 37 languages. And we created a beautiful key that is representative of our symbol, and it is infused with the spirit of gratitude. We put together 10 sets, which means 10 infusion of gratitude bookmarks to be given out. The purpose of these bookmarks is for the person who receives the set to observe and to recognize gratitude in action or actions of gratitude in all its forms, then paying it forward by giving 2 infusion of gratitude bookmarks to the person in which they have recognized the action. So the first bookmark serves as a reminder to them of their action, and the second is offered to allow the energy of gratitude to circulate, whether we are touched personally through the act that we witnessed or observed it in another person as they gestured gratitude towards a person or planet Earth. Mm. And we felt that this way we would inspire people to recognize in others gratitude and to instill in them the practice of observing it in others and paying it forward.
Mm. So each person will receive a set of these infusion of gratitude bookmarks.
Yes.
Mm. I want to open up the phone lines now so that we can get all 10 of these gifted to you all out there. Please call in. Brian is ready to take your information. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll-free into the show. We're going to keep the phone lines open from now to the top of the hour. So please continue to call in. If you want to come on air and have a message pulled for you, please do so. 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to take you on a journey. But before we do, I would like to pay forward something to Mr. Benny. Mr. Benny has been my producer for a number of different years. Since 2004, he's been my sidekick. 2003, thank you, Benny. I lost track of time.
We always forget, but it's been a while. It's been a long time. We got our 10-year reunion coming up real soon.
So I have a little gift for him.
Aw, thanks, Pat.
Here you go.
Do I have to open it now?
You can open it now. And that is in the spirit of gratitude and much more. But let's do this, ladies. Let's talk about your journey together and how Exploration Gratitude came to light. You know, we know a little bit about Sylvie's story. How about you, Angie? How did you two connect? I mean, you weren't dancing on some kind of, you know, bar stool in up in Canada up there, have you? Were you?
No, we weren't. Not at all. That would have been an interesting scenario. I could just see it now.
Yeah. So there you go. You know a little bit about my life now.
So here's what happened. We met in the fall of, in the fall of 2007, a mutual friend of ours who is a member of BNI Quebec. It's a Canadian chapter of a U.S. organization called Business Networking International. I'm sure you're familiar with it. He introduced me to Sylvie because he felt that there would be a good synergy between us and that I could be a great addition to the group of writers she had in her holistic organization at that time. And it would be a month before we actually got to sit down and talk over coffee. So you could imagine we're not those kind of girls who hang around in bars, but coffee shops are our thing.
Yes.
And when we did, we discovered we had a lot in common. And a short time later, I joined the holistic organization. I can still remember that afternoon, Dr. Pat, as if it was yesterday. You know, it's a rare experience when you connect to someone so profoundly the first time you meet them. And we were both touched by each other's presence that, you know, we quickly bonded and pursued many, many activities together. 2 years later, Sylvie and I began to focus more on gratitude, its blessings, and how it transforms lives when we are touched by its essence. I understood the power of gratitude. I understood that it was already within us and that I was living it daily to some extent. But by choosing to explore and express gratitude, I chose to open my heart and experience life differently, because when we are connected to our heart essence, we connect with Source. And when we raise our awareness and vibration of everything around us, then everything we could ever imagine becomes possible. And I've learned this more and more every single day as gratitude becomes a greater part of my life. And together we decided to move forward with Exploration Gratitude. We had no idea where it was going to go, what it was going to look like, but we believed in this essence, the power of this essence, and we believed in each other.
One of the things that I love is how the universe will arrange our lives so that we connect with the right people for the right reasons and to do the right things in the world, to give back and contribute. You know, Exploration Gratitude ExplorationGratitude.com is the website. And, you know, we're going to be talking about this. But I want to say for all of you out there, it's more than a website. This is really a journey that myself and definitely Kamisha and some of the folks on the Dr. Pat Show team, we have been on since meeting Sylvie and Angie. And one of the things I was so struck by were the symbols. We're going to be talking with all of you about exploration gratitude, but the essence of gratitude symbol and what these are about. For those of you out there, we are giving away 10 sets. I just want you to know, if the phone lines get jammed, please keep trying to call in. 10 infusion of gratitude. These are symbols for me. You're going to get 10 sets of them. Each of you will get a set. Please call in. It's a toll-free number. We're going to just keep these phone lines open right up to the top of the hour. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And if you cannot call in to the show today, what you can do is you can send me an email at info@thedrpatshow.com. So it's info@thedrpatshow.com. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the essence of gratitude symbol and its three facets. And why is this so important? Why Kamisha and I are using it for the center of the vision boards that we are creating. What is the magic? What did we feel when we looked at the seven symbols? What are they like? What are these, and actually the seven spheres? We've got lots to talk with Angie and Sylvie about, everyone, and lots to give away. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back. Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Essential oils. The pure steam distilled oils from aromatic plants, these concentrates can have therapeutic effects simply by inhaling. They can affect our mood. Think the heady floral scent of jasmine, as well as being directly antimicrobial and immune boosting. Think oregano, thyme, and clove. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
If you knew that you could enhance the quality of your life by transforming your thoughts and your feelings? We have been programmed to believe that we have no power to change our circumstances. When we feel powerless to change what happens in our life, every situation becomes an additional circumstance we cannot change. We keep adding to this feeling of helplessness. Start using a gratitude journal and write at least 5 things that happened in your day that you are grateful for. And remember, it can be small things at first. You can be grateful for the beauty that you see with your eyes, or it can be a smile from a stranger. Start focusing on what you are grateful for, and you will direct the energy to send you more and more of this. To get your journal infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, I have been waiting for this show today. I'm not going to take up a whole lot of time because I could. I could start sharing stories about things, things that have happened, manifested since we have been introduced here at the Dr. Pat Show to explorationgratitude.com is one of the websites we're going to send you to. But it isn't about the website. It's about the energy and the vibration of what Angie and Sylvia have created. This book, Gratitude in Action, that I read the introduction from, I just want you to know I didn't finish reading the rest of the story. Maybe we can get an update on Sylvia as to how her daughter is today. But we're also going to talk about the symbol. We're going to talk about the spheres. I have to tell you guys, when I first went to their website, I couldn't stop looking at it. I couldn't get enough of the message. And the book that they wrote on gratitude in action, for me, as I went through this book, it has transformed so much of what we were planning here, the Epic World 2012 for the Dr. Pat Show and much more. Sylvia and Angie are going to be a part of this with us. I want to mention we have 10 sets of infusion. Look, if you want to be infused with gratitude this year and you want to pay it forward, we've got a set to give to each of the 10 of you out there. We've given some away, so I'll let Brian handle how many we have left. Cindy, we're going to pull a message for you. We know you called in, so we're going to, Benny's got the message of gratitude. But before we do, Sylvia and Angie are going to explain these messages. For those of you that want a set, infusion of gratitude, paying it forward, an amazing gift to give to another person and one to keep for yourself. We have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. And Brian is doing a great job picking these up as quickly as he can. 1-800-930-2819. Sylvia, Angie, thank you for joining us. Before we pull the message for Cindy who called in, Benny has it. Can you please tell us about the 365 messages of gratitude that you've created?
Yes, of course. You know, it all came through a friend of mine. And I had breakfast with her, and at some point she proposed a challenge that consisted of writing 365 messages of gratitude in both French and English in only 1 week. So if I let myself be impressed by the short amount of time, I would not have done it. But I said to myself, what do I have to lose? So upon returning home, I shared my conversation to Angie, and I told her that we needed to write those 365 messages of gratitude in 7 days.
I have to tell you, Dr. Pat, it was a turning point for both of us.
Okay,
I panicked.
Good. Yeah.
I'm used to structure, planning time, preparing, and this request was totally different. It caught me off guard. I had not prepared myself for this, and neither was Sylvie. So my response to Sylvie was, you know, okay, I like the idea, but I don't think I'm ready to do this in 7 days. I had a full schedule, and I could not see with my rational mind how I would help to co-write 365 unique messages of gratitude in 7 days.
And at that moment, I chose to let the grace of the essence of gratitude run through me, and I succeeded in writing them in French. Then Angie translated them into English, and voila, the challenge was won. We, you know, when we don't get in the way of our achievements,
right,
they appear naturally and easily. So
yes.
We gave birth to our messages.
I have to tell you that out of all of the things I pulled, you know, I'm pulling away from here, this is the message I got, when we don't get in the way. And I shared a story earlier about Jennifer, who is volunteering to work with the Dr. Pat Show and volunteering to work with me personally. And I didn't have a clue on how I was going to put together the goals and objective for launching the Epic World. The website is up, the content's not written. But, you know, it is that place of gratitude and what I've read from the book and just being infused and immersed in gratitude from your perspective and what you've created that has made the difference. Now, for those of you calling in, please, if we can't get to you right away, call back, because I know we're trying to pick these up as quickly as possible. Now, Benny's going to read the message for Cindy, and then, Sylvia, I have a favor to ask.
Yes?
Can you give us the French version?
Yes, of course.
All right, Benny, you're on.
Because my French isn't a little rusty. I have the French version in front of me. There's no way I'm going to attempt that. I'm not very good at it.
Okay,
so.
Cindy, this is for you.
All right, yeah. Okay, I'll go really slow, too. So here we go. I silently express my gratitude to each person that I walk alongside with today. Let me know if you need to hear that again.
Okay, Sylvie, go for it.
J'exprime silencieusement ma gratitude à toute personne qui me côtoie aujourd'hui.
That's right on it. That's exactly what it says.
Thank you, Benny. thank you. It's really... thank you. Benny, did you pull one for yourself?
I did. Well, I will. Actually, I had another caller calling. Okay. Fargie from Texas wanted us to pull one for her. So
we're going to have to get the French version of this, too, because that's the way we roll here. Yeah, just want to tell you.
Like
Go ahead.
French roll.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Terrible joke.
Yeah, bad.
Gratitude leaves a trace behind her everywhere. I am a link in her universal chain.
Mm-hmm. La gratitude
laisse
une trace derrière elle partout où elle se dirige. Nous sommes liés par une chaîne universelle.
There it is.
I love it. Now, we're on a little roll here. We've got callers. The lines are all full. But we actually have a caller on the line. And I would like to get the caller's message, and then I can't wait to tell everybody about the essence of gratitude symbol and the spheres. So, Benny, you are the man. Let's bring Kim on the phone. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I am great. And you're calling in from Maryland. And
yes.
We're going to read a message for you. You're going to get the English and the French version. Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Your message. By nourishing myself of gratitude, I give myself the ultimate gift for the fulfillment of my being.
Okay. En me nourrissant de gratitude, je me fais le don ultime pour vivre une vie de rêve.
Kim, what did you think of that? How you feeling?
I like the French version.
That's why I had her do the French version. I don't speak French, but I like that too. It's kind of like a really cool vibration, isn't it? Do you speak French, Kim?
It is.
Do you speak French, Kim?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I guess I need to start taking some classes.
I don't either, but I thought...
My version didn't do justice.
My gosh, it is amazing. Kim, thank you so much. Do you have a question for us today? Anything you'd like to say? Do you have a message of gratitude that you'd like to give to anyone out there now?
I just want to tell both my children that I'm very grateful that I have them in my life.
Mm. Thank you, Kim. Very powerful. Thanks. Thank you so much. Brian, you're doing a good job, dude, picking up these phones. They are just ringing. 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to receive a very special gift from our friends today. Please make sure you go to explorationgratitude.com. And the reason I'm sending you there, take a look at the visual and you'll feel the vibration. You know, let's talk about the essence of gratitude symbol. It's the symbol that I was speaking with you ladies about during the break. And my gratitude journal, which I absolutely love. And let's put together everything that you've created as well as we start to move into the seven spheres. Angie, do you want to talk about the essence of gratitude or Sylvie?
Well, Sylvie will start.
Beautiful.
Go ahead, Sylvie.
Yes.
So as you know by now, gratitude was deeply rooted in my life. And I knew I had to do something to ignite its power and to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. So the first thing we did was to create a symbol that perfectly expressed our mission and the high vibrational frequency of the essence of gratitude that you are all feeling. And at the time, I was reading and learning a lot about sacred geometry, and I wanted the symbol to respect the proportions and the rules of it. So I was looking, and at some point, I came across a picture of a crop circle, and that was it. I felt it in myself and in all my body. I was so moved. I called Angie and said to her, look at this picture. Do you see our symbol? I was so excited. So I went to see our graphic designer. She's a real pearl. And I explained to her that she would have to take the same proportions of this picture, which is the seed of life. It's a
geometry. In fact, it is the heart of the flower of life, and we adjusted it so it would have the three facets perfectly identified of our essence of gratitude symbol. And Angie, can you talk more about the symbol and its facets?
Yes, very quickly. It's a holistic symbol representing our body-mind, our heart, our soul, which, as we know, we're connected, which is connected to our three-step process, awakening to our sacred self, transforming our quality of life, and living the essence of gratitude. So when we look at the first facet of our essence of gratitude symbol, which is the gold symbol that you referred to earlier, Dr. Pat, it is linked to the body-mind, and it's represented by gold. And we all know that gold symbolizes wealth used wisely, good health, increased personal power, relaxation and enjoyment of life, and success. It is the basis, the support with which the seven circles, who are interconnected with the other, form the seed of life. The second facet of our symbol is linked to the heart, and it's represented by the mother of pearl. That means faith, generosity, and integrity, and helps us to focus our attention. The circle in the center symbolizes a lotus flower that represents our heart, which serves as a link between our body, mind, and soul. It maintains the perfect balance between the two. In fact, when we think of the word heart, it largely points to what is in its center, which is the lotus flower.
Mm.
The third facet of our gratitude symbol is linked to the soul. It is represented by a diamond. And the diamond is a symbol of fidelity, purity, and relationships filled with love. It inspires creativity, sincerity, faith, and helps to express abundance in all areas of life. It is in the center of this lotus flower that we place the purest of diamonds, expressing in its turn the essence of creation and the purity of the soul. And by simply touching its center, we consciously activate it in our life. We connect ourselves directly to the essence of gratitude, which lives already within each of ourselves, and isn't the nature of gratitude itself lived at its highest expression. So we consciously choose to recognize and observe the three facets of this symbol to open oneself to a life that is fulfilled and marvelous, and that is why you feel the essence when you are looking at that symbol.
I want to just let everyone know, and Audrey, we're going to get to you, and Gretchen, we're going to get to you in a minute. I want to let everyone know that if you have not, or even if you have finished your holiday shopping and gifts for people, I want to direct you to the website Exploration Gratitude, because what Sylvie and Angie have made available is the gratitude book, the journal, and the bookmarks. There's a trio available. There's a special price for you. And then there is the Diamond Essence of Gratitude combination, which is, this is beautiful. That is also a special price. Please tell everyone about this, and then we'll go to the phones.
The diamond.
You want us to explain the diamond?
Yeah, because...
The diamond combo?
It's phenomenal. I mean, if anybody out there is looking for an absolutely superb, what I call magical toolbox to infuse gratitude in your life, this is what Kamisha and I and Michelle are working with. Tell everybody about the diamond essence and let them know how they can get this from your website.
Yes, of course. The diamond combo, in fact, includes the trio, so the book, the journal, and the budget bookmark, and also the essence of gratitude mandala, which is our symbol, and also the origami box. So you can prepare it by yourself, grace it with the seven spheres of gratitude stickers, and you can put your messages in it. So you pick up your message of the day with the 365 messages. After that, you can write it in the journal, and at the end of the day, you put it in your box. So it works very well together. And it has a profound effect on people. We know people who are just doing that, and they express to ourselves that their life is magically changed.
Yes.
Since they only start to do that. And, of course, you have the electrostatic vignettes also that you can grace your pitcher of your water or your glass of water or even your windows. I have all of them in my house. So I know that not only the water but the air from which I live is filled with the essence of gratitude.
Well, I want to just say that this has been magical for me and for the folks on my team. Not only has it been magical for us, but I shared a story the other day. I was talking about you all. Your ears must be burning. A little Cassidy is 4 years old, and for Thanksgiving, little Cassidy made a necklace for me. And her mother said that she put the necklace together with beads. She's 4 years old, mind you, ladies. And each bead she put on, she thanked the universe with some form of gratitude. Her mother said every bead she put on, she said, thank you for this. Thank you for Patty. Thank you. 4 years old. So this is not just, this is a vibrational energy we're creating. Let's go to the phones because we've got a couple of folks we want to get in. And, you know, we're going to have to talk about the seven spheres when you come back, ladies. I hope that's going to be okay. We just got a lot of callers here today. All right, Benny. Audrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing down in South Carolina? You know my stepmom was from South Carolina.
Oh, really? It's wonderful down here. The weather's unbelievable.
Well, thank you for calling in. We would love to read a message for you, and we're going to give you both the English and French version, okay?
Okay.
We'll go with the English version first. Today, I give thanks to the friendships present in my life.
Alors, aujourd'hui, je remercie pour l'amitié qui fait partie de ma vie.
Sweet. So, Audrey, can I ask you, would you like to share something you're grateful about?
I am grateful for the friendships in my life. I don't know what I would do or where I would be today if I hadn't had the loving support of so many people along the way and their encouragement. And I have been encouraging to others I've met along the way, too.
Mm. You have a very sweet energy. Audrey, thank you so much for joining in on the show. What do you think so far? We're going to be doing an entire year series with Angie and Sylvie. What do you think so far? How are we doing?
I think it's wonderful, and I went to the website, and I looked at the symbol, and it's so soothing, and it's energizing as well. It's beautiful.
It's amazing. Okay. And in the journal, the symbol the symbol comes with the journal. And I have to tell you, I have never been so drawn to anything this graphically ever. I can't stop touching the symbol. So thank you, Audrey, for tuning in, and thank you for joining us here today. Have a fabulous holiday.
Thank you, and the same to you, too.
You bet.
Thank you.
Let's take Gretchen, if we could. Hi, Gretchen. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I would love to have a... Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm good, now that I got these ladies on here.
Oh, that's just awesome. It's just wonderful, and I'd love to have a message.
You got it. Mr. Benny's getting it all ready for you.
Yep, all set. Gratitude is a universal language. It can be read easily on all faces.
La gratitude est un langage universel qui se lit facilement sur tous les visages.
And now, Gretchen.
Ah, fantastic.
Gretchen, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful about? What would you like to share in terms of a gratitude message for everyone?
You know, I am grateful to everyone who smiles at me because I have a son who suffers mental illness, and it depends. Sometimes he doesn't recognize me as mom. Sometimes he will call me by my name and say terrible things and think I'm hurting him, and it hurts me so much. Mm. And then I go shopping and somebody smiles at me, and it just takes all the pain away, and I'm grateful for people who smile.
I'll tell you what, we're all smiling right now.
Mm. Yes.
Gretchen, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. Wow. Sylvie, Angie, I think I mentioned to you when we first met that we have the most incredible listeners on the planet. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm. They're beautiful.
They are. Yeah. Well, let's mention the you know, we have a little bit time here. I do want to talk about the seven spheres because I was struck by them. You addressed them in the book. And then also part of the Essence of Gratitude book and, you know, what the trio that you've put together and the Diamond Essence Gratitude combo that you put together. I mean, I want everyone to know that these, you know, if you look at the Diamond Essence Gratitude combination that's available, this is something you can do with your children. You could do with your friends. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. Let's talk about the seven spheres for the few minutes we have. And then I would love to do an entire show on them because they are powerful beyond anything I know about.
Yes. Yes, of course. Okay. So quickly, I will explain. The first sphere of gratitude is the heart. The heart is always there for us. Taking time to express our appreciation for our generosity, our abundance, and our everlasting support is the root of the seven spheres of gratitude. And our vision works in perfect synergy with the Golden Motorcycle Gang and the Birds of the Earth, presented by Jack Canfield, William Gladstone, and Barbara Marx Albert.
Yeah.
And if you agree, in January, we will go deeper, and we will explain the connection that can be made. We are very excited, Angie and I, about this first sphere of gratitude and the combination that we can do with the Golden Motorcycle Gang. The second sphere of gratitude is related to our health. I mean our optimal health, including all our parts. Of course, our physical health is really important, but here I include also our emotional, mental, and spiritual health because we are holistic beings. The third sphere of gratitude is time. If we think about it, time is always available, never late nor in advance. It's always present here and now. It is what we choose to do with it that creates our reality. And I always say that eternity lies in the present moment. So now, Angie, do you want to take it from the next sphere?
Yes, the fourth sphere of gratitude is the heart. Now, it's not only our physical heart, but our spiritual heart, the one that helps us to connect with our deepest self and create wonderful relationships. You know, there are many studies that are conducted at the HeartMath Institute that are astounding. Did you know that the electromagnetic field around the heart is 5,000 times more powerful than that generated by the brain?
Mm.
The fifth sphere of gratitude is abundance. We all want abundance. You know, abundance is not about having. It is our state of being with peace of mind. The universe is so abundant that we only need to adjust our frequencies to match what we want. So let's align ourselves with the abundance by expressing our gratitude for the abundance of what we already have that already matches our desire. The sixth sphere is sacred space, our inner sacred space and our outer sacred space. By allowing our sacred space to reveal itself, we become powerful, powerful creators. We are able to create our outer space in our home where we feel so energized and happy and peaceful and, of course, grateful. And within our sacred space, we send our signal to the universe and attract the object of our desires with grace and ease. Sylvie, would you like to finish off the last sphere?
Yes, of course. So last but not least, our seventh sphere of gratitude is water. We know that water is a transmitter of information, so we can program the water that we drink with gratitude and love, so we become this gratitude and love, because water is the major element within our body. And as I explained earlier, I had the desire to infuse the energy of the essence of gratitude to the water I drink daily, as with my sacred space. So this gave birth to our electrophatic essence of gratitude being is.
Mm.
And this is very, very powerful. I just love them.
In fact,
all spheres of gratitude are constantly present in our daily lives. So they're very powerful.
I want to thank you ladies for joining me. And I want to just give a shout out. Lisa, I did get your email. We are going to send you one of the giveaways. Joanne, I did get your email. Please, everyone, check it out, explorationgratitude.com. Lisa, Joanne, I did get them. It's okay. You're going to get a gift. Sylvie, Angie, thank you so much for today's show. Amazing.
You are thank you so much.
Welcome. Thank you.
I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. I want to thank Mr. Benny. I want to thank Brian. And we'll see you guys next time on the Dr. Pat Show.